Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome to church, church. Hallelujah. We are the church, and we're gathering together today in the church. Amen. Well, welcome. This is the last Sunday of 2021. Amen. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We may not be in the physical house, but we in the house, y'all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer. She's looking strong this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Father. You can greet everybody first. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen.
I'm glad to meet you this morning.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us
and forgive us
and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us.
But deliver us from
evil.
And from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
The power. And the glory.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us. And holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we just thank God. Thank God for you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's go to our scripture for today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And just, you know, read the scripture out loud with us. Hallelujah. When we go into our repeat after me and we're doing our declarations and all that, just be fully engaged with us. Hallelujah. Even though you may be sitting there by yourself, but just, you know, get that King James Bible out, call it up or bring it up on your phone, on your tablet or whatever, and say it with us. A lot of people don't even read the scriptures out loud. So this, for some of you, not all, but for some of you, this may be your reading scripture out loud day. Amen. So let's do it. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. O come. We're reading together, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read. O come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. King James Version, we're going to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, so you know what we've been doing as a if you haven't been doing it, you can jump in, you know, at any time and begin to do this. This was a challenge, so to speak. This was an assignment that the Lord has given to us, and that is to know who he is so we can really magnify him, know who he is from A to Z. So, you know, you go through the scriptures and or even from your memory at first, and find out who he is from A to Z. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. He's the altogether lovely one. And so just go on from A to Z like that, and then you can go from Genesis to Revelation. And there's plenty of information on the internet that will help you to do that as well. We've also been going through songs that talk about who the Lord is in those songs. And I've been kind of collecting songs that say who the Lord is. And that has been fun to do that. And also, I found something on the internet that talked about the names of God, Genesis to Revelation. And that has been such a blessing to me. And so, anyway, on the first of the month, the first Sunday, which is next Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, you'll have an opportunity to say, you know, what you have learned. Amen. About the Lord A to Z, or Genesis to Revelation. And you can maybe even pick out one and talk about that. Talk about who the Lord is to you. Every time we talk about who the Lord is to us, we're in worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, look into that and really get into it, because the Lord won't let us let it go. We've been doing this about a year, over a year now, because he's trying to do something. He's trying to get something to us so that we know who he is. We know more. It's okay to say, oh, God, you're my everything. But if you can say that, but it has to be a volume in the book behind that, meaning you know some details of how he is your everything, that he's the most high God. He's your master. He's your banner. He's the everlasting God. He's a God who sees. He is the Lord, your shepherd. He's your righteousness, your peace. Yeah, hallelujah. When you know all of that in the background, then you can say, oh, yeah, he's my everything. But let's work on the details of how he's our everything first. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can tell I'm preaching today. I already done started. Amen. So this is one of my favorite songs that talk about who the Lord is, and it's called Lord, You're Holy, and it goes into your wonderful, glorious, holy and righteous, victorious, conqueror, triumphant and mighty, healer, deliverer, my shield and defense. You're my strong tower and you're my best friend. Hallelujah. So let's worship God off this.
Wonderful, glorious, holy and mighty.
Oh, victory. you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's wonderful, holy. Hallelujah. He's righteous. He's triumphant. Hallelujah. He is all that and much, much more. And he wants us to discover more and more of who he is. Amen. And as we discover, he can just pour out even more of who he is on us. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Let's go into our declarations this morning. We continue to declare and decree the word of God. Hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That's Job 22 and 28. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. His word stands forever. And that's why we take out the time to declare it and decree it. And once again, I just encourage all of you to be fully engaged and to repeat after us these declarations. And the Lord gave a revelation after saying this for so many times. He gave a revelation that as we declare and decree together, we get the benefit standing together on the word of God. And what the Lord was saying to me, it was like, okay, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, four put 1,000,000 to flight. So as we are declaring, hallelujah, as we are declaring and decreeing these declarations out in the open and we're doing it together, it's even more powerful and it will do more than even if we just said it by ourselves. Hallelujah. So as I said, let's be fully engaged and let's go for it. Repeat after me, no weapon formed against me, shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54. 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Repeat after me, the Spirit of truth
comes to me.
Teaches me
all things.
And he guides me into all truth. Therefore,
I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance that I come up against. For I ask
for the wisdom
of God. Oh, hallelujah. I could shout right now. Amen. That's from John 16, 13, and James 1 and 5. I got to stop and say something about that. We're in the process of doing something, my family and I, with some land. And we did not know. I mean, you know, if you're not involved in real estate or whatever, you just don't know some of these things. And so there was something that was going on with the paperwork. We're having somebody to search a title for us. And, you know, we don't know anything about that in the natural. But I tell you what, the wisdom of God came upon us. Hallelujah. And we know exactly what questions to ask. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In that situation that brought out more information that we needed. Hallelujah. So God, he does help us. Hallelujah. When we ask for that, the wisdom of God, no matter what the circumstance or the situation, we're going to have perfect knowledge of it because we have the wisdom of God. Okay. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ have redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness,
or disease,
germs,
allergy,
allergic reaction.
And every virus
that touches my body dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, one more. Let's do one more, one more. We could do more than that, but one more. I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According
to his glorious
riches.
In Christ Jesus. Amen. That's Philippians 4:19. And I just, you know, perceive by the Spirit of God that the enemy is trying to make people feel lack and want, like we're missing something. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He's a Lord, our shepherd. We shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on to some praise and worship here. Hallelujah. God is, he's awesome. He's awesome. He's altogether lovely. Excuse me, y'all. When I was saying that, it was like I could hear a song. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's altogether lovely. I felt like, you know, like a cheerleader. And how the cheerleaders are cheering with their pom-poms on the side. That's the vision I just got real quick. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I just, the joy of the Lord is just all over me today, and I give him praise for that. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, this is one of my favorite songs. I was going to do another song today, but I'm doing this one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is one of my favorite songs by our dear friend, Minister Joy Bryant, and it's called Joy's Medley. Amen. And since I'm feeling some joy, I'm going to go with it. Hallelujah. Come with me on this joy thing.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank. say, joy bell keep ringing in my soul.
About this year that he's been good to us. Hallelujah. We are still yet in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And we pray for those families who people have gone home to be with the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that God does all things well and we find no fault in him and we can still thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now we're going to go to our giving time, hallelujah, and we're going to pray over our finances, hallelujah. This is also something that the Lord has given to us to do. It's another declaration. This prayer is a declaration as well, and it has been such an awesome blessing to pray this prayer. And so we have Pastor Catherine who's going to lead us, and we're going to repeat after her the prayer for finances. Good morning, Pastor Catherine.
Good morning. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, the Lord has been so good to us. What a beautiful song. Okay,
yes.
Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
I commit my finances to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them for your purpose.
And use them for your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
May I be a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
Of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how it is to be dispersed.
As to how it is to be dispersed.
I pray. That I will learn. To live. Free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise. Bring restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Show me how.
Show me how.
I can help increase.
I can help increase.
My finance.
My finance.
And not decrease.
And not decrease.
Them unwisely.
Them unwisely.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
That all I have.
Belong to you.
Belong to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it. Yes, Lord.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find it easy.
That I will find it easy.
To give to you.
To give to you.
And to others.
To others.
As you have instructed.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
As to how I spend.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find.
That I will find.
The perfect balance.
The perfect balance.
Between spending.
Between spending.
Needlessly.
Needlessly.
And being miserly.
And being miserly. Hallelujah.
May I always.
May I always.
Be paid well.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devoured.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
So what I make.
Will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will not be anxious about finance.
That I will not be anxious about finances.
But will seek your kingdom first.
But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do.
Knowing that as I do.
I will have all I need.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You are.
Hallelujah. Did you have any comments you want to say?
Oh, I just want to say praise the Lord today. And as I said, I just was just so joyful over the song that you played this morning. And I also enjoyed the declarations that was also, I mean, it just really kind of hit my heart this morning. And I had never even written them down, but however, I also have them in my prayers, but they're a little different way that I have them, but I just really enjoy it. So thank you so much for sharing that and doing that with us this morning. So God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for volunteering to help today. Praise God.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amen. Amen. sometimes Pastor Catherine's here with us, but she's not in, you know, in the room with us this morning today. So that was a blessing. Amen. So I wanted to say this, and then we'll talk about how you can give, three ways of giving to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Once again, I say that we are in the midst of a wealth transfer right now. People are getting money in different ways than they ever thought about, never could think about getting it in this way. So that while the world is still turning and tumbling and going upside down, he's going to make sure that we are definitely taken care of. You know, with this wealth transfer. And I just got a revelation today, and I had to just kind of giggle about it because, you know, I live in a 19-story building, and the people in the building have been giving to me, not just for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, but to me personally, which has been just very interesting. The Lord kind of put in my mind and my heart about when the children of Israel left Egypt and he was bringing them into the promised land, the Egyptians gave the Israelites gifts as they were on their way out the door. So I got really kind of excited over that. Hallelujah. Because I know that God has great things planned for myself and for Pastor Mom. And so we just got blessed with something. And this was, you know, before Christmas, and I praise God for that. I was just taking, you know, people Christmas cards and little gifts to several people around the building. And this one lady, when I took it to her, first of all, she started hugging the bag I gave her. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't an expensive bag, but it was a nice bag, you know. So she started hugging the bag before she even looked at what was in the bag. And then I happened to notice that she had this really nice bike called a Slim Cycle. And I said, it's a stationary bike. And I was like, oh, wow, nice bike. And she said, yeah, it's nice. You want it? And I was like, what? And so it's a really nice stationary bike, help you exercise really good. And I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know if I have room in my house for this. And you know, in my apartment for this. And so she said, go and Google it, and you let me know today if you want this. I said, okay. I mean, she was just like, just definite. Let me know today. This was Christmas Eve. And so I went home, and I'm being prayerful, talking to the Lord about it and everything. I looked online. I said, whoa. I mean, the bike was over $200. It looked like it was brand new. And when I looked it up, I found out, well, I asked the question, and actually I saw some videos on it. You could fold it up. And so it would be room for it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was talking about how it works every part of your body, even your upper body, your arms and everything. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, so we did receive that, went back up and got it. Hallelujah. By his spirit, he said, just wipe it down. Wait, pray over it, wipe it down, and bring it on home. Amen. And so that's what I did. And then last night, I don't know, it had to be about 9 o'clock or something, because I was brushing my teeth. I heard a knock on the door, and our neighbors had knocked on the door. They left a message later and said, you know, we left you a card, and it's very important. And it was money in the card. Now, in this place full of seniors, you may get a card, okay? But to get money in the card, hallelujah, is that's a big thing. So, I mean, and to have that happen within 2 days. So I just, you know, I thank God. God is doing something. He's telling us to continue to give. Don't be afraid to give. Don't be afraid to tithe. You know, and where you tithe that is where you're being fed at. Amen. And God will just make that more clear to you. But, you know, you tithe and you give offerings, and God will just cause blessings to just come to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's, I mean, it's so much more. I mean, of course we got blessed from family with Christmas gifts, really nice Christmas gifts this year. And so we, you know, we thank God for family and friends that are giving. And he told us to give as well. And it's just been a joy to give. Hallelujah. Okay. Speaking of giving, there's three ways to give at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give via Cash App, and all of you have been giving in these three ways. A Cash App, we are $ESLCCC. At the door, if you're in the Heritage House, we're in 2E. You can give that way. Via the mail, the regular mail service, you can make your check payable to ESLC, and the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's pray over our offerings, our tithes and offerings. Lord God, we thank you. You are awesome. You are so full of awesome, wonderful surprises, Lord. And we thank you that you have so many surprises for us that's just headed our way. Amen. And we're positioned for those awesome surprises as we tithe, as we give tithes and offerings. Amen. We thank you for that, Lord God. And so we pray over the tithers right now. Thank you, Lord God. You said, try you on this, test you on this, and won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive, this overflow of blessings. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, Lord God. And as we overflow, we continue to give out in Jesus' name, to give it to others. Hallelujah. There was an extreme overflow, it seemed, this year with the toys for the toy drive. We thank you for that overflow as well. Hallelujah. That's a little aside there. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for those who give offerings. Oh, excuse me. Back to the tithers. You also said for the tithers that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. That means that our money will be not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we thank you for the givers. You said give, and it shall be given unto you. Excuse me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's an overflow again. Hallelujah. So when we give to the Lord, it's not a subtraction, but it's an exponential multiplication in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Before we go on, we need to recognize a birthday. Hallelujah. And I think maybe our birthday girl wanted to say a scripture today, but our birthday girl is Amber Rose McQuiller. And she is turning 10 years old on the 28th. If you've been with us for a little while, you have heard Amber and her sister Gabrielle and her mom, Minister Rachel. You might have even heard her brothers, Marcus and Malachi in the background, or even her sister and brother, Rachel. I mean, Renasia, and I don't know if we've heard from Rasheem. We might have heard him every now and then. But they live in Jersey City, New Jersey, and Amber, Miss Amber Rose McQuiller, is turning 10 years old. So we want to do our happy birthday song for her. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing my special happy birthday song, and then I will play the happy birthday song. Hallelujah. Well, it's not today, but the 28th is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amber Rose, 10 years old. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Okay, did you wanna say your scripture today, Amber? Amber Rose?
Gabrielle, you want to say it too? Gabrielle, you want to say Deuteronomy 28, verses 1?
I think
it's cold because I was cold. Is it 1 to 13? Okay, me and Amber is in a room. Let me get it. So we can both say it.
Okay, you need a minute to get it together?
Oh, we got it. Okay, so let's
say,
and okay, the heading of it in Deuteronomy 28 says, the blessings of obedience. And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
That it should hearken diligently.
No, if let's say it together. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God,
will set thee
on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Oh, and overtake thee.
Overtake the voice of the Lord thy God.
Okay. And it says, blessed shalt thou be.
In the city.
And blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. And the fruit of thy ground. And the fruit of thy cattle. The increase of thy kind. And the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. And blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies. That rise up against thee. To be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way. And flee before thee seven ways. We'll just read verse 8, and it says, The Lord shall command the blessing. Upon thee in thy storehouses. And in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall
bless thee
in the land
which the Lord thy God
giveth thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Amber, I'm just saying to you specifically because your birthday is coming up All those good blessings are for you. Amen. One that you might not even understand right now, but God is going to bless you in such a wonderful way. You keep praying, keep reading the Word of God, and just keep loving God the way that you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Love you all. I'm going to play the happy birthday song. Happy birthday to ya, Amber. Amen. Happy birthday. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Now let's go on into the word for today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on into the word. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that's going on today. We thank you even for Amber turning 10. I remember when I turned 10 so many years ago, it was so exciting that my age was in the double digits. Thank you, Lord God, for Amber. Hallelujah. Turning 10, Lord God, in a couple of days. We bless you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done. All this year, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you for all you're doing right now and all that you will do, Lord. We're not in 2022 right now, but you've already been there. Hallelujah. You're there and you've already been there. Glory to God. So we can just lean and rely and trust in you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for this word as we go back and review what you said to us in 2021. Lord God, bring out those things today that will bless each and every one of us and just remind us even the more that, yes, you are with us. You never leave us, you never forsake us, and you never fail us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the Lord is just laying on my heart that when he says something to us and he gives us a word, it's a good thing to go back and to review what he has said to us. Because I don't know about you. I'll talk about me with this. I won't talk about you. But I just, you know, sometimes, I hear a word, and then I'll just go on, kind of like it blows away in the wind. Now, I'll tell you that God will bring it back when it needs to come back and bring it to my remembrance. One thing that comes to my mind right now is I believe it was in June of 2009. And the Lord gave me a word, and he said that I would be leaving. He was releasing me from the church in New Jersey. He was releasing me, what he said, from the church in New Jersey. He didn't say New Jersey. I didn't know the fullness of it. And so he said that to me. He said, everything that you need will be taken care of. Basically, he said, there'll be no lack or no want. He said, now write this down. And he said, you know, write this down. I was like, okay. So I put it in the back of my Bible and wrote it down. And then he said in capital letters, this is of me. He said, write that down. This is of me in capital letters. And he said, you know, I was very involved in the church in New Jersey, doing a lot of things. And he said, everything that you were doing, that'll be taken care of, no problem. And you're released. So I wrote it down like he said in my Bible, and then I completely forgot about it. It went completely out of my head. I kept doing what I was doing in the ministry and everything. And then comes September. And in September, Pastor Mom experienced a stroke, September of 2009. And I ended up, well, my siblings came here, and the ones who were here were taking care of her. And I was able to come in October. So it wasn't too long. It was maybe a week or so after she had gone through the stroke. And then so I came to town in October. And then I was going to stay until at least, you know, Christmas around this time of the year and go back to New Jersey maybe in the new year. And after I'd been with Pastor Mom, I just felt like self-leaving her, you know, with what she's going through right now. You know, she needs somebody who's going to be here with her. And, you know, at that point, my other siblings were not able to be here physically with her, but we all came together and, you know, and supported Mom and helped in some way. So anyway, it got to be around close to January, and I was just like, God, what am I going to do? And he told me to look in my Bible, and he said, now flip back to the back of the Bible, and what he had told me, like about 4 or 5 months ago, jumped off the page, and I knew. Well, let me say this about Pastor Mom. I told Pastor Mom first, I said, now, I don't know if I need to go back to New Jersey right now. She said, you better do, she was tough. She said, you better do what God tells you to do, care of me. But you better do what he tells you to do. And I never forget how she said it, because she said it with her attitude. But when I read what the Lord had me to write that, you know, those months ago, I knew for sure that this was my place. I knew for sure that he had released me from New Jersey and sent me here to be with Pastor Mom. And now that is going on, that was 2009, so we're going on 13 years now. And I praise God for it. This has been just a beautiful time, you know, with Pastor Mom, just walking with her and her supporting me and I'm supporting her. And then, you know, even to with my siblings, you know, Pastor Catherine, who's in town, and my siblings, and we've just been, you know, working together and praying together during this time. It's just been wonderful. Hallelujah. So I'm saying all that to say that when God tells us something, it may go out of our mind, but he'll bring it back to our remembrance, because there are some things that we need to remember that God has told us. And so with that in mind, he took me back to all of the sermons that he had me to preach in 2021. And I spoke at least one time every month. So we got 12 things. We're going to see how far we get with this. And we're going to, you know, say the topic and maybe even bring out a few highlights of what he had us to talk about. And everything that, every sermon that I preached, I didn't get it all, any of it from myself. It was something that it was a word that he was saying. So we're really talking about what God said in 2021. Amen. So back in January, the title of the sermon was Gifts Poured Out. And we went to Deuteronomy 29:29, and saying that, you know, there are things that are secret, but God will reveal it. There are some things that he will reveal. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. Praise God. So the Lord was talking about gifts and that he's revealing the gifts that he's given to us. And he let us know the gifts have a purpose. Amen. He just doesn't give us gifts as a, he's told me this many times, this is not a parlor game. This is not something that you whip out in the, you in your living room or you hanging with your friends and you just want to show off your gifts. No. It's not like that. Gifts have a purpose. And 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That was 1 Peter 4:10. So he's given us gifts, and we are to steward those gifts and to be a good steward of those gifts, you know, those spiritual gifts that he has given to us. And he was saying how he's pouring out those gifts, those diverse gifts. Hallelujah. And so, okay, so I'm going to go with that. And, you know, for us to operate in those gifts, and some of the gifts were wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. So he let us know that he's pouring out the gifts and that he continues to pour out these gifts upon us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then in February, and I hope this stirs up your memory, to remember some of the things that God laid on your heart back during this time or these times where we when we were ministering this past year. In February, the word, the topic was, my times are in your hand. My times are in your hand. And I remember playing a song, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. So he is an on-time God, and our times are in his hands. Now, his time is different than our time. In Revelation 22:12, he said, I'm coming soon. I will bring my reward with me to pay all people based on what they have done. Jesus said, he's coming back soon. Amen. Well, it's been 2,000 years, over 2,000 years. He said, I'm coming back soon. And he is an on-time God, and our times are in his hands. And the word of God says that one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. So he says, I'm coming back soon. To him, it's just a couple of days. Amen. And hallelujah. So God has his own time, and God's time is called Kairos. And that's the appointed time and the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Where the time when God acts. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. That's a word for me right now. And hopefully that's a word for you, too. There is an appointed time. And when God does something, it can happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's what his time is like. And our time is in his hands. Hallelujah. And then God works in the fullness of time. There are things that are going on, and we want it to happen like right now. Come on, come on, come on, God. Let it happen right now. And he's like, well, hold up, hold up. There's a fullness of time. And when it happens in the fullness of time, then God gets some serious glory out of this. Amen. It's not all about us arriving at a certain time where things are done, but he wants to get not only the glory out of it, but he wants to get the maximum glory. And one a small illustration I think about God getting the maximum glory. Have you ever seen those dominoes? And where people do these intricate designs, and they sit the dominoes close to each other, and then they flick one domino, and it goes all around, and these intricate designs come alive. Well, that's what I look at with God getting the glory, God getting the maximum glory out of something. One thing that we do can set off a chain of events that will make be a glorious unfolding of the presence of God. Hallelujah. So our times are in his hand. Okay, in March, we went on to Don't Stop Believing. Hallelujah. And you know there was a song with that. There was an old song by this group called Journey, and it's called Don't Stop Believing. And the Lord gave us different words to it. And it's Don't Stop Believing. Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. So he wants us to don't stop believing. He's true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. And believing, what we talked about was believing is a choice. And when we choose to believe with our whole heart, the Lord Jesus, awesome things happen. Miracles happen. Even when we choose to believe in our heart the Lord Jesus and confess it with our mouth, we are saved. That's miraculous. Hallelujah. Our believing is very powerful. Hallelujah. And we are believers. In Acts 11 and 26, it says that, Acts 11 and verse 26, and when he had found them, he brought them to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they associated with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch the believers were first called Christians. Hallelujah. So believer is who we are, and believer is what we do. Amen. And one of my favorite scriptures, I noticed that it shows up several times in the last year, is Psalm 27 and verse 13. It talks about believing to see. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So don't stop believing. Praise God. April, we talked about permission is powerful. In April, permission is powerful. Hallelujah. And permission is to give authorization, consent. To give authority, to sanction it, to license it, to agree with it. And Luke 22 and 42 and 43 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Our will activates our permission. Hallelujah. Our will gives authorization, consent, authority, agreement. And Jesus gave the Father his permission. Hallelujah. His agreement to do all that was from bondage and from sin. So our permission is powerful. God gave permission in creation. In Genesis 1 and verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Come on, somebody. Amen. And the enemy can't do anything without permission. The enemy can't do anything without permission. So our permission is so powerful. Luke 22 and 31, Jesus says, Simon, Simon Peter, listen. Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. So the enemy couldn't touch Peter without permission. He needed permission. And he demanded permission because according to the law, according to the things that Peter had done, there were actions, the actions that Peter did gave the enemy permission. So, but still the enemy went to the Lord and demanded permission. Like, you know what he did. I have permission. I demand permission. And he was given permission to sift Peter as wheat. And what did God do? Jesus do? He said, I pray that he will be strengthened. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we talked about permission in other ways. One of the most interesting things was that laughter gives permission. And when somebody's telling a foul joke or somebody says something that's not right, that's not right or that's not of God, and we laugh at it, permission. So laughter and joy, that's not a bad thing. But when it's used, when we laugh at somebody, like making fun of them, or instead of saying, oh, no, we don't talk like that, and begin to just laugh at it, that's giving permission for that thing to carry on. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to May. We're almost at the middle of the year. Hallelujah. May, we talked about script, strategy, and strength. May, we talked about script, strategy, and strength. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we talk about script, that's speaking it out. Now, a script can be a scripture, his word, declare and decree the word of God. We have a script. Praise God. John 12, verse 49, it says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, which what I should say and what I should speak. In verse 50 in John 12, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Hallelujah. So those words that come out, this is our script from the Lord. We want to speak his script. And there's a scripture that says, let the words of my mouth, yeah, you saying it with me, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to have God's script, and he will give us a script. You know how he says in his word, you know, you don't have to meditate in advance about what you're going to say, but once you open up your mouth, I'm going to speak through you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I want God's script.
God's script.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And then his strategy. And with the strategy of the Lord, every step of obedience opens the door for God's strategy in our life. So he can tell us, you know, how to step and where to go and when to be there. Amen. And that comes through obedience. Strength, and going on to strength, the Word of God says that when we are weak, His strength is made perfect. And 2 Samuel 22 and 33 says, God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So all of those are, combined together, the script, the strategy, and the strength. Glory to God. Now, in June, we went to the ultimate treasure hunt. Hallelujah. We're in the middle of the year. Thank you, Jesus. June, the ultimate treasure hunt. And we were talking about evangelism, because the ultimate treasure that's the people of God. They may not be saved yet, but they're getting there. And Luke 15, and thank you, Jesus, verse 4-6 talks about Luke 15, 4-6. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who have no repentance. And so this ultimate treasure hunt is about finding that lost sheep and bringing them on home. Hallelujah. Leading them to Jesus. Glory to God. So we talked about that. We talked about in the ultimate treasure hunt, why it's important to evangelize. Evangelism is the very heart of God. He so loved the world. Hallelujah. He's given to us by his Spirit the opportunity to honor, the honor and the privilege to be his arms of love and his compassion to bring the world to him, one person, one soul, and one heart at a time. Hallelujah. And Second Corinthians 5:17-18, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So with this ultimate treasure hunt, we are the ministers of reconciliation. And it's not like we're hunting and finding, but a lot of times we're at the right place at the right time, and we are aware and we're looking for God to bring those people to be saved. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says that he who wins souls is wise. Amen. So he's given us the opportunity, and every Sunday, every Get 'Em Radio broadcast, we pray the prayer of salvation. Some will hear it maybe in the future, maybe right then. They will hear it, and we all get to hear the word and get to practice it, so that when somebody comes and says, what must I do to be saved? They'll say it in a certain way, and you got to know that the Lord wants them to be saved. Something just happened to me recently, and I was at a grocery store, and I was getting ready to leave the grocery store, and as I was getting ready to leave it, I was impressed in my spirit to don't go yet. I was out in the car. I needed to go home, but the Lord said, just wait for a few moments. And he said, and in fact, what I want you to do is I want you to Be prepared to give someone some money for Christmas. I need to bless this person. He told me how much money to bless them with, and he said, sit here. And I'm like, how long do you want me to sit here? I have not arrived, y'all. I have not arrived. But my will was, okay, God, I'm going to sit here. So he said, it's not that long. Just relax. Listen to this song you like. And by the time it gets to a certain point, the driver of the car that's parked next to you will be there. And when they're there, you go over to them, you give them this money, and you ask them, you know, if they want prayer, need prayer for anything. So that's what I did. So I sat there, closed my eyes, listened to the music, went up in the spirit, and suddenly I heard the door of the car next to me open up, and the driver was they were putting their groceries in the car. I was so excited. So beautiful, beautiful, long story short, it was a lady. She had some issues with her knees. And I walked up to her. I said, well, praise the Lord. She said, hallelujah. I was like, okay, amen. So anyway, I talked to her. I asked her if she needed prayer. She said, yes, she needed prayer. Yeah, I gave her the money. She said, oh, my gosh. She started crying. She said, you know, this God had sent somebody to do that for her before. This is not the first time. I said, ooh, he loves you. And so somebody was in the hospital. We prayed over that person in the hospital, prayed over her knees. I said, well, are you born again? She said, yes, I am born. I'm saved. She said, I said, well, how do you know you're saved? She said, because for the past year, I have been sending out texts to people, sending out texts with scriptures on them and letting them know about the Lord. For the past year, I've been sending them to 25, 30 people. I don't know, she said, every day or once a week, something like that. And she said, that's how I know I'm saved. I said, well, you know what? There was a man in the Bible. His name was Cornelius. And Cornelius got God's attention. I believe you've gotten God's attention. And he got God's attention because he had his friends around him. And they heard the word of God. They would go through the word of God. He got God's attention because he would give. And he gave so much. So he got God's attention. But you know what? Cornelius wasn't saved. But what God did was God sent Peter to Cornelius so that Cornelius would be saved because he had God's attention. And I say, you have God's attention. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that you're born again. So pray this prayer after me. Hallelujah. And we prayed the prayer, and I'm going to pray the prayer now because I feel like I just ministered salvation to somebody. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me in your way.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we prayed the prayer of salvation, and she got saved. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her name was Connie. Excuse me. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for Connie and for her being saved. Amen. So she sat there, she cried some more after she received Jesus. And then I said, well, Lord, what should I do? You know, should I do more? Should I get? He said, you finished. Go on. Now, there are some times where I give people information about the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and Get Them Radio, Family of Broadcast, all of that. But he said, you're finished. Go ahead. So I did what he had me to do that evening, and I went on and jumped in the car and went on. And so there's going to be times where God will do that. And he reached out to this woman in such an awesome way. Hallelujah. All right, let's go on to July. We're in the second half of the year now. In July, we talked about the art of receiving. And we found out the art of doing something. I'll say it again. July, the art of receiving, for those taking notes. The art of receiving. And so the art of doing something is learning about it. So it's learning how to receive, knowing about it, knowing receiving inside and out. The art of something is to gain an understanding of it. So to gain an understanding of receiving. The art of doing something is becoming well-versed in it. And to become well-versed in receiving, or to be trained in it, to be trained in receiving. To receive means to acquire something, to come into possession of it, to act as a receptacle or a container. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're receptacles and containers. I had to seal on that on the inside. Amen. So receive shows up in the Bible 336 times. Glory to God. And hallelujah. To come into possession, to acquire, to be a recipient. And God wants us to learn how to do that, the art of being able to do that, to know more about it. Amen. Because he's giving to us, and he wants us to be able to receive it, to be those receptacles that are just open and ready to receive from the Lord. And I found my scripture again in there, Psalm 27 and 13. Hallelujah. And as 27 is Psalm 27 and 13 said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So believing and receiving and faith are intertwined. Amen. So we got to believe that we're going to receive, and then we can receive. We'll acquire it. Hallelujah. We'll be a recipient. We'll be a receptacle. We'll be well trained in what God has for us. Praise God. Okay. In August, the word was comfort and convenience. Comfort and convenience. And we found that comfort and convenience are tied together. Because what is convenient is advantageous, and that means comfort to us. So whatever is convenient is advantageous, is effortless, is easy, and that's comfort to us. Let me say it another way. When something is not to our advantage, takes a lot of effort, and is hard, is definitely not convenient, are comfortable. Discomfort and inconvenience cause people to be angry and violent. And you know, we see a lot of that as we've been going through this pandemic, because, you know, you've seen the people who are fighting on airplanes? I've never seen that before like that. And that's because things have become inconvenient, and it's become uncomfortable during this pandemic. We have to do things that we've never had to do before. And so it causes people to be uncomfortable and inconvenienced, and it causes people to be angry. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over that. 2 Kings 3 and 18 says, this is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands. And so what seems to be impossible for man is possible with God. And when we find ourselves in those uncomfortable and inconvenient places, that's when we really have to lean on the Lord, you know, as never before. Hallelujah. And then, you know, I talked a little bit about David and David's experience in Psalm 23. And when we walk in God's preordained footsteps for us, there's a Holy Spirit stride that is God's comfort and God's convenience. Ruth knew about that, you know, after she told Naomi, I want your God to be my God, your people to be my people. Then she stepped into God's path of righteousness for his name's sake. And, you know, she started off gleaning food for her and Naomi and ended up owning the field. Amen. Hallelujah. So we talked about that. It was good. It was good. We went into Psalm 23 talking about the Lord is my shepherd and how he, you know, maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You know, he wants to make us comfortable. He wants things to be convenient. Sometimes he has to make us do it. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes we don't know God's comfort and convenience. He's trying to get us to a place. Glory to God. Let's go on to September. In September, we talked about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. And we're talking about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in September. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16 says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Hallelujah. And that took me to a whole new place in the Spirit. I was going through something, and the Lord just brought into my heart and my mind these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and talking about, you know, Barbara, you need to sing more. I want my people to sing more. This is going to help them to make it through some things. It's going to help them to be in my presence. And I recall, you know, our the things that we need to do for Pastor Mom when she wakes up in the morning to get her together and everything. The enemy was trying to make that to be a chore. And now we have, he had me to put together a playlist on YouTube. And I have a YouTube page under Barbara Kizzy. And on this YouTube page, I have something called Mama's Gospel Songs or something like that. And so I put those songs together. And so we listen to them in the morning. And so instead of it being a drudgery or trying to get up and get it going and all that, we're singing. You know, we're singing, we're dancing, we're worshiping the Lord as we get up in the morning. And it gives you know, the atmosphere is. And I noticed, now this was put together like maybe in September, and I noticed it has almost 1,000 views on it. And I didn't do anything to make that happen. I'm like, whoa. you know, that usually doesn't happen to me. So we praise God. So psalms are spiritual lyrics in song. That's what a psalm is. And so, and then hymns are humanly inspired lyrics in song put to music. And so, okay, some of the hymns, How Great Thou Art, I've Come to the Garden Alone. While the dew is still on the roses, amen, How Great Thou Art, It Is Well With My Soul, Amazing Grace. Those are, you know, hymns. And then spiritual songs are impromptu rhythmic lyrics given by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It could be in your own language or it could be in tongues. Amen. Amen. And the Lord was saying, "It's time. The time of singing has come." Praise God. So sing more. Amen. And that kind of really kind of goes together with October. October, we talked about time with the Lord and how David praised God. And so time with the Lord, that's October. We're almost at the end of the year already. Okay, so David praised the Lord in Psalm 119, verses 160 to 164. Psalm 119, verse 160 through 164 says, "The word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in the awe of thy word, in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law I do love." Now here's the part. "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment." So David is saying seven times a day that he would praise the Lord. And then three times a day would he pray. Hallelujah. So he said he prayed three times a day and he prayed seven times a day. Glory to God. And what if we, what I talk about is what if we establish that same discipline in our lives? When we wake up in the morning and we lay there for a few minutes and sing a song to the Lord in our hearts. And then around midday, we sing our favorite scripture song to him. At lunchtime, even if we were going through the drive-through, turn the music up and set our minds on him. And at mid-afternoon, whatever's going on, take a few minutes and have a praise vacation, not just a praise break. Go on a praise vacation, amen, and recall some of the favorite praises and worship choruses. Hallelujah. And then what if we sang thanks over our dinner with our family, and then in the evening, turn off the TV for about 10 minutes and dance before him. And at bedtime, hallelujah, let a song be on our lips. And then as it says in Job 35 and verse 10, this is like the eighth. Now that's seven, what I mentioned before. And then the eighth would be because I believe God. Because I believe God wants to give us songs in the night. Job 35:10 says, "No one will say, there is God my maker who gives me songs in the night." Amen. Amen. God does give us songs in the night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's go to November. Praise God. Praise God. In November, we were back to the art of, but this time the art of giving thanks. And so we talked about the art of giving thanks. And the art of, once again, is to learn about giving thanks, to be trained in giving thanks, to receive giving thanks, to gain an understanding of giving thanks, to know giving thanks inside and out, and to become well-versed in giving thanks. Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2 says, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. and will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, O Most High. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. And we talked about three dimensions of giving thanks. We talked about that etiquette dimension, and that's where you say please and thank you. And we've all learned that growing up. We say please and thank you. When you give somebody gives you something, you say thank you for it. You want it, you say please. They give it to you, you say thank you, and they say you're welcome. Okay, so that's the etiquette dimension. Then we talked about the faith dimension, and that's the art of giving thanks to gain an understanding and give thanks and receive giving thanks. So thanking people, you thank people and blessing them with the word of God by faith, speaking into their lives. So if somebody bless you, you say thank you, but say thank you by faith with the word of God. And 320, thank you, that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask, think, or even imagine. Or Ruth 2:12, thank you, the Lord recompense thy work and a full reward be given thee by the Lord. One of my favorites, Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, thank you, that the Lord will multiply you, make you as the stars of heaven for multitude, and make you 1,000 times more than you are right now, and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. And that's thanking, the art of giving thanks by faith with the word of God. And then giving thanks to God is to thank God in advance before you even see it, before you've received it. You know, the 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it come into the heart of mind of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And so we began to thank God before we see it, before we can even think of it. Thanking God in advance, that's that faith dimension of giving thanks. And then we go into the worship dimension of giving thanks. The Bible talks about in Psalm 100, where it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. And so when we enter into his gates, we're thanking him. We enter into his courts with praise. And then if you know the tabernacle, you know it's the gates, it's the courts, and then it's the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies is where you worship God. Hallelujah. And then we can thank God. When we thank God for who he is, that's when we're into worship. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And, you know, when I talk about, I believe that one of the reasons why God wants us to know him from A to Z, who he is from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation, so that we can just jump into worship in an instant. Hallelujah. And when we thank God for who he is, we immediately, in an instant, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, go into worship. Hallelujah. With no matter what's going on, if there's something going on and we're disappointed, our heads are hanging down, we can thank God from Psalm 24:8-9. You are the, I'm thinking of Psalm 3:3. You are the glory and the lifter up of my head. Thank you, Lord, for being my glory and the lifter up of my head. Suddenly you've gone into that worship dimension of being thankful. Hallelujah. You're in the Holy of Holies because you recognize that he is the glory and the lifter of your head. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go on to December. In December, this month, we talked about the true meaning of Christmas. And what we did was we went into Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and we read about the first Christmas. And as we read through, we took our time and we stopped and praised and worshiped the Lord between the scripts. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is our year in review. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope that you remembered some of those. I hope you remembered all of them. If you didn't remember, I hope it was a blessing to you to hear it for the first time or to hear it again. Amen. Amen. If you all, I'm going to pray a bit here and talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, because we've already prayed our prayer of salvation today. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, press your number one key. Hallelujah. And I just want to say that was fun for me. I just had a good time. I hope you did too. So, Father, we thank you for taking us back into this year, into 2021, and walking us through every month. Thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the words that you've given us all throughout the year here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and other places. Praise God. Your word does not return unto you void or empty, but accomplishes all that you please into the place whereto you sent it. And we give you glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you quickly about what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. As I said, hallelujah. You know what? We're going to open up the lines now. Amen. And I see Minister Rachel, you have your number one key pressed. That might have been from the last time, but I'm going to open your line real quick. And Pastor Price, I see you. Minister Rachel? Maybe you had it on from the last time. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Okay, see you, Pastor Price, and Pastor Catherine. Opening the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah. And God bless you, Pastor Mom. I love you. And God bless each one of you all in your respective places. I would say God bless you even the more to Minister Rachel and all of her children and to Amber Rose. I want to say a happy, blessed, double-digit birthday on the 28th along with you all. Apostle, I really, really enjoy every part of the service, every single part from the beginning to right now and each part of the service. And I just give glory to God for what you shared today. It was just such a great blessing, just such a great, great blessing. One of the things I thought about was that the Lord administered something to my heart because you're a great God, has called you to be a great giver in so many aspects. And one of the things that he ministered to my heart was about that he said, he began to put a word that I'm not really, I've heard the word significant before, but I just not have in relation to how he shared it to me. He just said to me and even had said to me to tell you, but he said not only to you, but even to others that are in the body of Christ, that the significant seeds that have been sown are bringing forth significant blessings, and that significant blessings are being released. And so as you were talking about the different aspects, and he brought to me when you were sharing about the bike that was given unto you, and he said, you sown significant seeds. Sometimes we think of seeds as money, and that's a wonderful thing to sow money, but also of our time and of our love and of our caring. And so he said, because you've given significant seeds, that significant blessings are being released. I thought about that the scripture that reminds me of Pastor Mom as a child and as a young adult and as a young Christian. The one thing I would marvel would be to look at Mom when we were coming up, that Mom and Dad were givers. They were givers I'm telling you, I've never seen nothing like that. And the scripture that came to mind was in Proverbs, that when you, he said, there is he that scattereth and yet is increaseth, but there is he that withholdeth more than his meat, and it tends to poverty. So I would look and I began to observe. I said, the more mom and dad would give out to people and to the neighborhood, the more God would bring in. And we always had an abundance. I didn't know that we were supposed to, quote, in the world's eye, the world would classify us, quote, as poor. But we were not poor. We never went with that. We always had a superabundance. But the thing, when I got to be a Christian, I mean, a close Christian, and in the Word, that scripture in Proverbs, there's he that scattered. He said, that's your mom and dad. They have scattered, and they're increasing. So significant. Hallelujah. So significant seeds mean something, because significant blessings like bikes and houses and cars, like you, God has always had you to give a significant seed. We were laughing yesterday, and I'm going to go on because I just have a few more things so somebody else can say something. It's been long with the, you know, I know with the Word today, that I laugh because the Volvo anointing, God had you to sow a Volvo. But he also began to tell you when you see that Volvo that it would mean that you are on time or that you're right where God wants you to be. And so I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, Amber and Joy saw five different Volvos. and one of them was a deep burgundy one. And they said, Mom, what is that deep? What does that mean? And then there was one that they saw that they called me and they said, Mama, look it up. Because they had never seen one. I'm trying to remember which one, but they had me to get the color book out and go through. But they saw five different Volvos, and they said, we're on time. We're in the right place. We know we're on time. But sometimes we need that. So I just thank God for you and the blessings that God has had you to do, because significant seeds are being coming forth, not just for you, Apostle, but also for the body of Christ. There have been ones who've been sowing significant seeds. And then I was thanking God so much, Apostle, for the review in a year. And each one of them, I wrote down each one of them again, from January all the way to December. You've gone over them, and I've gotten them all written. In fact, I was so grateful to God. I've got a special gift for Christmas this time, because my children know how I love to write. And they know I love writing and ink pens. And they know how I like erasable ink pens at that. And so it's not a lot of money, but yet it was the notebooks. They got me, and they know when I have on Praying in Tongues Tuesday for our interpretations, I could do it on the internet and I could write mine out. But for now, the Lord leads me to do it with the ink pen and paper. And that makes it good, because no matter where I'm at, if I'm in the car, I can, while they're driving, I can get out my ink pen and paper and put my earphones on or leave it open for them to hear and write it down. And then on Sundays, I take down, and not just on Sundays, on Thursdays, I take down the notes from the messages. And so it was such a great blessing that they gave me notebooks and three notebooks and beautiful notebooks at that. They're just as cute as they can be with scripture on the front. So I was thanking God for each month that you shared. What a great blessing. And then when you look at the responsibilities, Apostle, that you have, And you and Pastor Catherine and being the loving caregivers and caretakers with Pastor Mom, whom you love, and count it as a wonderful blessing to take care of your mom and take care of our mom and to take care of her. I thank God that in the midst of all of that, God has you keeping, impeccable records. And the Holy Spirit says, in Zechariah, he began to, talk. He's called, the Holy Spirit is called in Zechariah, the spirit of supplication and grace, the spirit of grace and supplication. And that word grace is that he gives us the special, he gives us not only favor, which is so important, and every earthly blessing is a part of grace, but one of the parts of grace is the special ability. So I saw on you, the spirit of grace was upon you by the Lord. His spirit was poured out upon you that you could be able, even going back over that year, to have it all written down in such a cohesive and to do that review. I went through there. I said, oh, this is so wonderful. January, gifts poured out. February, my times are in your hand. March, don't stop believing. Hallelujah. April, permission is powerful. Glory to God. May, script, strategy, and strength. June, the ultimate treasure hunt. July, the art of receiving. August, comforting convenience. September, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. October, time with the Lord. November, the art of giving thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And December, even now, the true meaning of Christmas. And so when I saw, I said, this, some people don't understand. When God, his endowment is upon our lives, his ability. So he's not looking for us to do it in our own strength and our own power and our own might. He said, I'm here. I'm here. And as I watch you, you're a living epistle. You're a living, walking example of the grace Thanks. Of God being poured out over your life to be able to do what you need to do, that you can go back even on praying in tongues Tuesday and go back to months and months before that and come back and give what God would have for you to give. So I appreciate you. I appreciate God, because I'm going to give in that last, when you talk about Thanksgiving, I'm going to get into that worship dimension and faith dimension and thank it and etiquette the dimension first, thanking the Lord for you. I'm grateful because I've learned a lot. Even in my giving and even in my receiving. Sometimes in my receiving, my flesh and my soul, I have to tell you, wants to be lazy sometimes and don't want to be able to write out a special blessing for somebody, to write it out. The Lord said, he'll check you on things. He said, you've got to decree and declare over them that blessing, as you said, that Deuteronomy blessing, that Deuteronomy 1:11, Ephesians 3:20. And then now that it makes, the very big difference that it makes when I do it now is that I do it by faith for the person that I'm speaking it over in faith, through faith, by faith, and with thanksgiving, that God would cause the Deuteronomy 1:11 to come on up. The Ephesians 3:20 to come up. It's necessary. So I praise God for you, Apostle. I believe that I said I wasn't going to go through all that year, but I did it anyway. But I thank God for you. I thank God for all that he is doing in your life. I thank the Lord for the precious Holy Spirit continually being poured out upon you for his service, even to help to care for mom, because what you do and you and Pastor Catherine do there in that household, I know Aunt Joy was there and Mary came there to be able to take care of mom and to do it. And God's grace is sufficient, because only God can help you all to do and to make sure you take care of Pastor Mom good, because of the fact that I believe, because she too, she's receiving a significant seed through you all. Pastor Mom is receiving that because she has sown all throughout her life. When she took care of her mama, I marveled. I literally marveled at the goodness that she showed to her mama. She would take her mom shopping every single week, take Lil Ma shopping every week. She treated Lil Ma I never saw her disrespect Lil Ma, not in one. Lil Ma had a strong personality. Lil Ma's special person. Me and her she would say, Helen, Helen. Joe, you're talking to my mama like that? Helen. She would tell me, I could never forget that. But I would watch and see the way that she treated Lama and how she cared for her for so many, many, many years. And then, but I believe it was an honor that while she was out of town on August the 4th of that year, that Lama slipped on while she was on vacation and went on to be with the Lord. And that it will always be a time that we will always remember when she did. But the major thing was that we were able to observe on a close-off basis. I mean, and this is the last one. Pastor Mom would take Lama to about, I don't know how many stores, and I've gone on that route with them, starting at Walgreens and then going on out to Cahokia and to all kinds of places that Mom would take her mom and take care of her. So what God has done through Mom, the significant seeds that are coming up through you and Pastor Catherine, the care that they love, the love and the care that you all show to her, I thank God for you all, and I give glory to God. So I'm going to stop now. I love you both. Thank God in the early Happy New Year's 2022. And I thank God for you. So God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. And y'all have a blessed day now. Go back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for all of your confirming and encouraging comments, Pastor Price. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God once again. Yes, praise God once again. I know I could see Mom now saying, I'm ready to eat, so I'm not going to be long here, Mom. I just want to say hi in just a few more minutes, Mom. Yeah. I just want to give a few comments. I enjoy Pastor Helen just brought us some things that I had kind of forgotten. It's just so good sometimes to go back, and even as you have brought up things, to all the things that you've done all of this year, it's also good for us as a family to bring up some things that have gone on in the past of our family, because sometimes we have forgotten, and even some of the younger people need to know those things. And I thank God for Pastor Helen bringing up some of those things, how Mom planted the seed and just taking care of her parents. And sometimes we have a tendency to forget all of that, but thank you so much. But I just wanted to say thank you also, Apostle, for going back. And I don't know whether you decided to do that at the beginning of last year, but I believe God just gave that to you, because that's the kind of God that that works through you, that he gives you things that even sometimes at the last moment. And I thought that was a wonderful idea, what God has given you, to go back and look at all of them and just kind of review all the things that you had ministered on. And I just want to kind of just share a few of them. I won't be long, Mom. I want to just share, about the treasure hunt, because every time you minister on that, it just spews me on to just to witness to others. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for all of them. I didn't get a chance to hear all of them, but I thank you for them. And then the art of receiving, because I'm one that I always want to give, but a lot of times, especially if I know that people may not be able to have a lot and they can't afford to maybe give to others. And sometimes I want to cringe and say, no, don't give it to me. Don't give it to me. I want you to keep it for yourself. But this has been a year where God has put me in a place where I had to receive, especially at the end of this year. I praise God that I really received at the end of this year. If I didn't receive anymore, I really received at the end of this year. And I want to just say thank the Lord for that. And then I thank the Lord for you just reminding us once again how we are to just thank God thank God before we receive things. There are some things that we have been desiring from the Lord. However, he's done already enough for us, but we can still thank him for the things that he's even shown us and that we have in our hearts, and we can begin to say thank you before we receive it. So thank you so much. Yes. And so may God... Yes, and may God bless you, and just continue to use you and Mom for his glory. You all have been a great blessing to this, for all of us through the ministry, East St. Louis Christian Center. And I just want to say thank you all so much, and may God bless you and continue to use you for his glory. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. And this is really good to hear you today. You know, we know you're usually at your church, and so so it was good to hear you today. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. And I'm once again in hallelujah. Amen. Minister Faye, or Sister Faye, opening up your line here.
Thank you. I just want to... tell you, I'm enjoying the service so much, and I just couldn't help it. But when you started talking about the hymns, one came to my mind. I know you probably know it. It says, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. Because so many times people pray and say, oh, I prayed, but I haven't heard anything yet. It says, don't stop. Don't stop praying. And,
amen.
I looked it up on the internet. That one was by Gilbert Earl Patterson.
Oh,
because I knew
you know
it.
What? It's that
old,
song, but
and
I'm
I know
sure
I've heard it all my life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm definitely going to look that one up. I know of Bishop Patterson, right? Bishop Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
But I had not heard that song, but I'm going to get to know it. And I just bought a t-shirt from one of the Christian entrepreneurs on the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And the shirt says, just keep praying.
Yeah, this song says, Saint, don't stop praying.
Amen.
That's the title of it. Saints, don't stop praying.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed, so amen. We're just going to tell you briefly about what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we'll have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. So on next Sunday, we'll be in, Lord willing, hallelujah, we'll be into January the 2nd, 2022. Hallelujah. And the first Sunday is our tag team preaching Sunday and our communion Sunday. So that's what we're going to have. So next Sunday, everyone is invited, of course, to take communion. We're going to bring our communion elements. And then everyone is invited to say something next week. If you want to preach, you come with us 5 minutes. If you want to read a devotional that you have read that blessed you, come on, read the devotional. You got 5 minutes to go ahead and read that. If you have been taking our challenge of the names of the Lord from A through Z, who he is to you, his character, his nature, his name, amen. You can talk about that on next week as well. Hallelujah. But we know that, you know, we have a word from the Lord, and we believe that you do too. And here is your opportunity on the first Sunday of the month to be able to do that. Now, East St. Louis Christian Center Church is a training church. It's a teaching church. Many leaders have come out of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And so we want to continue that and give you an opportunity to step up into the things of God and to say something. So we'd love for you to do that on next Sunday, the first and every first Sunday of the month. Okay, on Monday we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, Lunch with Lorraine. Let me go back. Next Sunday, we're 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, every Sunday. Every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, Excellent Word of God. And we will, and that will be from 12 noon Central, at 12 noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, and then after that, we get interpretation, and it is awesome. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, is when we have our healing service, prophetic healing. Our next one will be January the 12th, Wednesday, January the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And this Thursday, the 30th, is our last Thursday of the month, of the year and of the month. And we will have a Christian entrepreneur. Her name is Star Roll, and her products are for natural hair. Now, if you know someone who has natural, we're talking about black hair, natural hair, she has a brush That is the best detangler brush I've ever used in my life. And then she has other products as well for natural hair. So, you know, if somebody is tender-headed, they need some work in detangling that hair when they wash it or whatever, you need to be on this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then as we go into our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio in January, what we're going to be doing is that's our prophecy month. So we're going to have ones who's going to bring a word that the Lord has showed them about 2022, and then we'll open the lines, and they will give you personal prophecies as the Lord gives utterance. Praise God. So, amen. God bless you all. Love you all. And Pastor Mom is going to close us out in a word of prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yeah.
You're going to make a comment first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you like the word today?
Yes, I like the word today.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for all the good
word today.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Close us out then.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we have some.
While we're.
From another.
One from another. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.